Amen. Let's remember to keep Pastor and Sister Glover in our prayers as they travel. And who was here this last Thursday? Quite a few people. When Brother Mike was speaking to us, it felt like God just dropped something right in my heart. I know I'm not the only one that happened to, but just briefly I'd like to share a bit of what God gave to me. I'd like to share some of that with you today. So what does it mean to be a child of God? What does it mean? Child of God, we hear that phrase, we hear that term, but what does it mean? Called with a purpose, on our way to heaven. Does it change the way we act, the way we think, the way we operate, what we do? Well, the short answer is yes, it should. Everything that God brings to us changes. He brings change. It's not just good things that he delivers us to. He delivers us from the bad as well. He brings us to something that is good. But if you're anything like a human, then we may get distracted, forgetful, hurt, or overwhelmed with the constant noise that is in this world, like my wife was talking about in Psalms 91, that noise that goes on. But if you go with me to Romans chapter 8, we'll just stand for the first two verses. If you need to sit down, you're welcome to. We're going to read Romans chapter, going through Romans chapter 8. Starting in verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Glad we can walk after the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. There is freedom. Amen. You may be seated if you like. Free from sin, not just free from sin while on this world, earth, but free from death. Now we know that there are two things in this world that are certain. People say a lot, death and taxes. Amen. While we're alive, we have to pay the taxes, and when you die, you even have to pay a tax then. But that death, that is taken away. The sting of death is taken away. I always ask the youth, well, why? I always ask the youth, why? Why is that? Why is the sting of death taken away? Because he has given us a life after this, a life to be spent with him in eternity. We'll go to Romans chapter 8, verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For a child of God, we're walking after the Spirit. Law is fulfilled in those walking after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. We can't serve two masters. We'll either serve one or the other. We're either following after God or we're not. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If you wonder how Jesus was able to sleep in the bottom of that boat when there's a storm raging around, he had it all under control. He had that peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, and neither can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If we want to please God, we can't be in the flesh. We have to be walking after the Spirit. Pursuing after God. In verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. This is the interesting part. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If we are a child of God, if we're seeking after him, how does that work? We have to have his Spirit living inside of us. Flesh cannot please God. We have to have his Spirit. And we'll go down to verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit and do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I don't know about you, but I want to have that life more abundantly. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 14. If we want to be a child of God, here is the key. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. That's why we have to follow after God daily, to be led of Him, be walking in His ways. I love that. We'll keep on reading. Verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. If we have a need, we know who to go to. If we feel that fear coming up, God, you're the one that I run to. You're the one that can give me the peace that I need. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He doesn't leave us alone. He doesn't leave us wandering around, wondering what His will is. We can read His will here in the Word of God. Verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. That's a powerful promise. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ, if so the be, that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Now this world, this body that we're in, it has aches, it has pains, it can break, it can get sick. But I'm looking forward to that day when there's going to be no more of that. There's going to be no more sickness, no pain, no fear. That is a precious, precious promise. But what can stop God from loving His children? What can stop God from loving His children? That's the thing. He doesn't want to stop loving us. He doesn't. Let's read verse 35. Same chapter, Romans chapter 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? There's a lot of things in here. A lot of things that we don't like to think about, perhaps. A lot of things that would separate us from the comforts of life that we have. But verse 37 says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Not just overcoming them, but more than conquerors. There's the more that pastor's always talking about. There's more. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. So our past can't change that, neither can our future. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When AJ read that, I just wanted him to keep reading. Nothing separates us from God's love. If we are striving to follow God, to follow His ways, nothing can get us away from Him. Yes, we can step away. Yes, we can walk away. But that is our choice. Nothing else. Nothing else can separate us from God's love. The enemy tries to tell us that we're not good enough to warrant God's love. That we're too far gone, that we don't deserve His love, or the sacrifice that He made on the cross. I'm not good enough for that, God. Well, that's not why He came. For Scripture tells us, for God so loved the world. Are you in the world? You exist? God loves you. God loves us so much. And how do we become that child of God? How do we walk in His ways? How do we seek after Him? Let's go to Acts chapter 2. I'm sure many of you know where I'm going. Acts chapter 2, let's start in verse 37. And it reads, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? We know that this was the day of Pentecost. The 120 were gathered in the upper room. The Holy Ghost broke out, was poured out on them. Not just, you know, a little drizzle, but poured out on them. And people began to wonder what was going on. And they asked them, and Peter began to preach. He began to teach them what was going on. And they wondered, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with this Jesus? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I like that shall. It's not a maybe. It is a promise. And here's the thing. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. It wasn't something just there local in Jerusalem. AD 33. It wasn't just then. It's for us here today. It's for all those that are far off. Those that heard that day and wanted to be obedient to the word followed through. And that's the thing. We need to follow through here today in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. Acts 2, verses 41 and 42. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. And here's what happened. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking in bread and in prayers. They continued. They followed through. Galatians chapter 5. Verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. If we are a child of God, then we are exhibiting these characteristics. Then we're following through. We challenge the youth. Friday night, we talked a little bit about this. We challenged them to seek ways that they can love themselves and love others. And one of those things we decided on was being kind. It's not always easy to be kind when someone lashes out. But it is our choice to be kind. It's not always easy. Being a child of God is a lifestyle. Will it cost some things? Yes, it will cost us some relationships, some time. But the rewards both on this earth and in heaven are so worthwhile. I haven't met a person yet that has said to me, you know what, Levi, I have regretted serving God. I haven't met a person yet. I've regretted. I haven't seen a person. We know it's not always easy. We have a familiar portion of Scripture in Psalms 23. If I could have Jackson help me out and quote Psalms 23 here. He did it so well the other day.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Valiant with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou passest before me in the presence of enemies. I anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. So be goodness and mercy, follow thee all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. Amen. If we can get a hold of that, just like Jackson has, why can we go through the valley without fear? Because God is with me. He has prepared the way. We can be confident in times of need because we are a child of God. Because he has promised to never leave or forsake us. I told you I'd be brief here today. So if you'd stand with me, we'll go to one more scripture. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. Verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We talked in youth about the difference between being bold and being braggadocious or cocky. But we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. How can we be bold about what the Lord has done for us? Because he has done it for us. It's not someone else's testimony. It is our testimony. We have testimonies of healing here today. How do we know God is a healer? Because he's healed me. I know he's seen it in Aaron's life, in Brother Rick's life, Sister Annette's life, and so many other witnesses we have here today, in Sister Walker's life. So many people, so many witnesses. The Lord is my helper. He is your helper. And he isn't far off. He isn't so far off we can't know him. He isn't so far off that he can't hear us when we cry out to him, when we ask for his help. And he desires to be close to us. So if we could come to this altar and do like we sang about today, declare the power of God in our life. Declare that he is almighty. Ask for his touch in our lives, in our heart, that we would draw close to him as he desires to draw close to us. Let us worship together.